Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I'm excited about our good friend Hector Barreto being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Administrator Barreto, administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, is not only a friend of mine, he's not only a friend of yours, he's a friend to small business everywhere. And he's a great American, and I'm glad to and proud to call him my friend, and he's here with us now. Administrator, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, and especially on this day. We got a lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk about a lot of the things that you guys are doing at the SBA. And especially this week, you got some big doings going on. But also, I know you want to help me as we commemorate the events of 9/11 and remember the people who lost their lives, and to think about those people and their families. We're going to do all that today. Before we get into that, though, I would like to talk for you to talk to us about what's going on this week in Washington D.C. with the SBA.
Well, as you know, this is Med Week in Washington, D.C. That's the week when we really acknowledge and commemorate what all the minority small businesses are doing. This is a partnership that we have with the Minority Business Development Agency, which is part of Commerce. And it's going to be great. Today is the SBA Administrators Luncheon, so I'm going to get a chance to go over there and speak to the members and to the attendees of this conference. And it should be very exciting. And obviously, you know, minority businesses are just doing some incredible things. They're producing about $600 billion in annual revenue right now.
Wow.
And they employ over 4.5 million Americans. And that's very important, especially with us trying to get our economy back going stronger than ever. They're really doing a lot to help us make that happen.
Well said. And you and I were actually on the same stage yesterday, but just at different times. You were there early in the morning at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and I was there. I arrived after I did my show, right after you had left, and then I went on over to after I was through with at the chamber. I went on over to the Minority Enterprise Week festivities over at the Omni, what's the hotel?
Omni Shoreham.
I went on over there to see what's going on. And boy, there were a lot of folks over there, and they were having a good time. They were learning about business. They were visiting with the vendors. That's a big soiree over there.
Well, it is, and it's more than just a party, as you know. I mean, there's a lot of good networking going on, a lot of learning that's happening, and a lot of business is taking place. You know, one of the things that we're going to announce today is that we've automated our 8A application. That's a contracting program for emerging market businesses. And before, they used to have to send us a phone book of forms, and it used to take months or a year to get approved. They'll be able to go online now and apply for this program. It's going to save them a lot of time and a lot of money, so we're going to be very excited about talking about that today as well.
Well, congratulations on that. Folks, that's just another example of the way Hector has modernized and streamlined the Small Business Administration for small businesses to actually think about what the customers of the SBA need, what would benefit them, and then to make it happen. And Mr. Administrator, I want to thank you and congratulate you on all those things. And that's just one example of the things that you've done. Another outstanding one is the business matchmaking. That's just an incredible event that's going on.
Well, we're proud of that as well, and of course, we're educating more and more businesses about that. You know, over the last 2 years, Jim, we've set up 20,000 appointments between small businesses and the buyers of every federal agency and a lot of Fortune 500 companies. And a lot of these small businesses now are getting contracts that they weren't getting before. And so we're very excited about that. That's really helping a lot of small businesses really achieve some of their dreams, especially if you're interested in procurement. And so it never happened before, but we put some good ideas together. We got some good private sector partners, and of course we have great people like you that help us promote it, and it's really been an unqualified success.
Well, my audience knows, Mr. Administrator, that I've watched some of those meetings you were talking about, some of those sales calls. I've watched them happen, and I've spoken with, and some of them on the air on my show, spoken with many of the people who have been conducting business at these business matchmaking events. And I'll tell you what, folks, it's very exciting. Mr. Administrator, we're going to a break, but before we do, tell us where the next matchmaking event is going to be.
Well, we're going to get ready to announce 15 more cities, and we haven't done that yet, but go to businessmatchmaking.com, and you can get all the information.
Businessmatchmaking.com. Stand by. Quick break. 22. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with us today. As always, and as you know, this is the day that we're commemorating the events of 9/11 and recognizing and thinking about those people whose lives were lost on September the 11th, 2001, and as well as those whose lives have been lost and who paid the ultimate price for fight for the sake of freedom. Those who have died in Afghanistan, those who've died in Iraq, and others who have put their lives and their futures on hold to fight terrorism, to defend freedoms. And I want to read something. I want to tell you something that the Knights of Columbus have encouraged us all to mark the 3-year anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks with a worldwide day of prayer for peace. Let's make September the 11th a day of both remembrance and hope. And the Knights of Columbus want to invite everybody, regardless of individual faith, to join them by pausing on September the 11th, sometime during September the 11th, to pray for more peace, more justice, and a more secure world. And I agree with him. I think Hector Bredo is with us. He's the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Mr. Administrator, I know you agree with me that it could do a lot of good if we can pray for peace.
No doubt about it, and I know that my family will be doing that tomorrow, and I think it's very important for us not only to remember, but just to take some time and to say a prayer for those people that have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely, no question about it, and that's the other thing that I think we need to point out is it's not just those almost 3,000 people who died on that day, but also those who have who paid the ultimate sacrifice to respond to those people who attacked us. I want to come back to the Minority Enterprise Development Week that's going on right now. Is there a place on the website at the SBA.gov where they can find out more about that?
Well, they can always go to the SBA.gov, and we usually have information on all the different things that we're participating in. They can also call the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington, D.C., and they'll have a list of all the scheduled events. I know they have a big gala dinner this evening, and they've got some celebrity guests. You know, one of the people that's going to be there today, and I don't know if you've ever heard of him before, but he's a world-renowned economist. His name is Hernando de Soto, and he wrote this book called The Mystery of Capital. You were talking a little bit about international topics, and he is just a brilliant economist. He's going to be speaking today, so a lot of special guests and a lot of treats, and you can get all that information by either going to MBDA website, which is Minority Business Development Agency website, and you can probably find that information on DOC, Department of Commerce, .gov. I think there's still opportunity for people to participate if they'd like to.
Good. That's good news. And by the way, folks, on right in the middle of the SBA.gov website, it says National Minority Enterprise Development Week. There's a link there to that. So check that out. And by the way, don't forget, folks, you can go there and find out more about what happened and see some photographs and some video of the 2004 Small Business Expo that was conducted in Orlando.
Hey, do we have the pictures with you in the Mickey outfit?
Yeah,
that was the hit of the conference.
Me and the Mickey Mouse ears. That's right. There's some of those folks. If you'd like to see me with Mickey Mouse ears and big hands, just go to that website and look for some of those pictures. They're there. I think we had a good time down there, and I'm looking forward to next year. Okay, tell us about this Minority Enterprise Week. You're going to be recognizing some people today, aren't you?
That's right. We're going to be giving out some recognitions to some of the minority businesses of the year. It's ironic. Some of these folks are from hometowns of mine. One of them is a great woman business owner from Los Angeles, and another one is a business owner from Kansas City, Missouri, both places that I've lived and that I think of as hometowns. But they've done some incredible things, some incredible growth. This 8A graduate that we're going to be recognizing went from three employees in 1981. She employs over 346 people now.
Wow.
Just amazing what some of these firms have been able to accomplish.
Well, that's great. How many different organizations and people will you be recognizing today?
Well, we're going to recognize about a half a dozen folks and give different awards, you know, to the Minority Business Person of the Year, the National Small Business Person of the Year, 8A Graduate Person of the Year. So a number of different folks that we're going to be announcing. Of course, there's awards that are given out all throughout the week. But, you know, minority business now represents over 15% of all businesses in the United States. It's mm-hmm. over 3 million companies. So it's not that small anymore. It's getting to be pretty big business.
Absolutely. And, you know, and by the way, I want to, we'll be doing something this year that we've done in the past, and that's introducing you to some of those minority winners. Your folks, Mr. Administrator, will be letting us know who those people are, once they're announced, and they'll be putting us in touch with them so we can get them on the show and let them tell my audience about their secrets to success. One of the things that I noticed there, a lot of people know, disadvantaged companies are able to take advantage of set-aside programs to give them a little bit of a leg up. But I saw something yesterday on the agenda when I was over there after I left the chamber yesterday, Mr. Administrator, and that was I saw how there's curriculum, there are programs that are being taught this week on how to survive beyond set-asides. That's
well,
the important
it's very
thing,
important,
isn't it?
And sometimes I think the whole idea of set aside sometimes has a wrong connotation. This doesn't guarantee anybody anything. It doesn't
right.
guarantee them a contract. But there is a program in the procurement world called the 8A program. Actually, it's an SBA program,
mm-hmm.
and we register people to become 8A contractors. That means that they can apply for contracts that have been put aside
right.
for these kinds of companies. Last year, we did $10 billion of those kinds of contracts.
$10 billion. That's a lot of business. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to ask the administrator to talk to us a little bit about Florida and what his organization is doing to help those folks down there. Tintail, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a good time with our good friend, Hector Barreto, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He's just done such a great job of revitalizing and rejuvenating that organization. And Hector, again, on behalf of small business owners who directly and all small businesses directly or indirectly benefit from the work that you do, on behalf of all of us, we thank you for the work that you do.
Well, back to you, good friend. Thank you for everything that you do. And I tell you, it's an honor to serve with people like you. You're doing a great job as well.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, Hector, we had one of your guys, Herb Mitchell, on the show last week talking about the Office of Disaster Relief. I may not have said the title correctly, but a lot of people don't realize the SBA is involved in disaster relief.
Well, that's absolutely right, Jim. You know, SBA is America's disaster bank. Anytime there's been a disaster in this country in recent history, SBA's always been there. We come right in after FEMA. FEMA helps with the rescue and recovery, but we help with rebuilding and getting people's lives back. And we do that for homeowners. We do that for renters. We do that for small businesses. You know that we had a big, big role to play after 9/11, and I'm always going to be proud of how we responded to that. And right now we're responding to these hurricanes that are hitting Florida. It's amazing what's happening in Florida right now, and I'm sure Herb gave you some of the information, but we've gotten about 150,000 referrals over to us so far, and that's just off of Hurricane Charlie and the beginning part of what we know about Frances. So it's we're going to be there for a while, and there's a lot of people in need, and we're going to help them get back on their feet.
Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to mention that was just to have another opportunity to tell people that if you're in a place in Florida or anywhere that's been declared a disaster area, if you'll contact, and Herb taught us this last week, if you'll contact FEMA and let them know who you are, they're the clearinghouse.
Yep.
And even if you're a homeowner, if you're not a small business owner, you're a homeowner.
That's right.
Then you might, the next knock on your door might be somebody from the SBA helping you out.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I'll tell you, we've already approved over $27 million, and these are for homeowners and renters and small businesses, even businesses that didn't have any damage, but they just lost business.
Right.
We've been able to do that, and we know that the numbers are going to be a lot larger than that. But, yeah, call that 1-800-621-FEMA, F-E-M-A number, and they'll get you right over to us.
800-621-FEMA. And the as far as small businesses are concerned, in addition to uninsured losses of physical damage, you also, as you indicated, you also provide low interest loans for working capital, right?
No doubt about it. We can do loans for small business up to $1.5 million, and that can be either for the physical damage or what we refer to as economic injury.
Right.
That means that they lost some business through no fault of their own. You know, maybe the power was out, or you know, they couldn't get to their place of business because the streets were messed up, or it can be a whole host of things. And again, we stand ready to help those businesses and homeowners and renters, and also a lot of people don't realize we even do help nonprofits.
Well, absolutely. And Hector, we've got a minute or so left, and I'd like to, any last thoughts that you've got that you'd like to, anything that we haven't already covered that you'd like to say, or anything you'd like to repeat that we've already said that this bears
repeating? Well, I'll tell you, this is going to be an historic year for the SBA. We're going to do more loans than we ever have in our history. I'm proud of that. We're going to train more small businesses, over 2 million small businesses in the United States. We're going to facilitate more contract opportunities. Last year, the federal government bought $65 billion from small business. But I got to tell you, I work for a boss that won't let us rest on our laurels. President Bush says that small business is the engine that fuels the economy, and we need to do everything that we can to provide them the tools to be successful. We're doing that with SBA programs, but we're also doing that with the President's Small Business Agenda, lowering those taxes, getting them more access to health care, eliminating redundant regulation, and providing more opportunities, especially international opportunities. And there's more that we're going to do going forward. We need an energy policy. We need a tort reform, and those are the things we're going to be concentrating on.
Well, you know, healthcare was a big deal this week when I spoke to the small business owners at the U.S. Chamber conference that they had there for small businesses. Several hundred small business owners, healthcare was one of the biggest things that they wanted to talk about.
It's the number one issue for small business. We've heard that coast to coast. You know, we started the process by getting health savings accounts approved, and if you don't know about that, they need to find out. That's a good tool. But we need association health plans.
That's right.
The president's working with the Congress to try to get that approved. Unfortunately, the Senate hasn't taken it up, so
that's
we're
going
to have to get that done next year.
That's where we're stuck, is in the Senate. We got to get those association health plans. Mr. Administrator, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure.
My good friend,
and again, thank you for all you do.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate everything you do. Listen, I'm thinking about your son in Fallujah, and I'm also thinking about your dad.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for everything you do, good friend.
Thank you very much. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you later. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.